but I'd like to just give you a little bit of history on the Mormon church. Joseph Smith was considered to be a Christian by a lot of people. People considered him to be like a Baptist, but Joseph Smith was no Baptist. The angel Moroni appeared to Joseph Smith and said, "Joseph, you need to understand that everything you've learned is heresy. All these scriptures that were before have been perverted, and they had not translated quite right." And he says, "Joseph," he says, "I have these golden plates up on the side of the hillside. And they're golden plates, and if you go to these golden plates, I'll tell you how to transcribe them." You know, like the voodoo people do the transcriptions today. It's all the same garbage. It's all the same heresy. Yeah. And he says, if you'll just go to this mountain, you'll transcribe these golden plates. And now we have the Book of Mormon. By the way, that Book of Mormon has been translated several different times and retranslated. And they're like, "Oh, well, we believe in the original." Well, if you believe in the originals, why is it that none of you have an original Book of Mormon in your hands? Yeah. You don't, because it's constantly evolving. It's like evolution. And by the way, they also believe in evolution. That's a whole nother boat. We could go on for hours about evolution and the fake fallacies behind that wicked, damnable religion.
Yes.
And I said it's a religion because it's what it is. Evolution's not just science. It's a religion.
That's right.
So the Bible says in Micah 5:2, but now we need to understand this is a key prophecy of the Lord Jesus Christ. It says, but thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth that is unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel. So who is the ruler of Israel? It's a real easy question. Jesus Christ, right? He is the Messiah. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. It says that his goings forth have been from old, from, what's that last word there?
Everlasting.
Jesus Christ is not a created being. But if you go to any LDS church, I don't care if it's the fundamental LDS church, I don't care if it's the normal LDS church, I don't care if it's one of the most liberal ones, they'll all tell you that Jesus Christ just came into existence at some point in time. Yeah. But what does the Bible say? The Bible says that he's from everlasting. And everlasting means everlasting. It's just that. And they also don't believe that God has given us eternal life. They believe that at any moment, well, if I'm just not good enough, if I don't keep enough of the commandments, if I don't live just a certain way, I'm going to lose my salvation. Folks, I don't believe God does abortions. You know, I know we live in a perverted society where, oh, you know, you can just abort your children. You know, that is murderer, by the way. That is murder. I don't care what the government says. It's murderer. It's filthy. It's disgusting. And somebody ought to call it out for what it is. But God doesn't believe in abortion. And next time you see a Mormon, you ask him, do you believe in an abortion? They'll tell you, well, absolutely not. That's wicked. That's, you know, almost any religion will teach that. Then ask him, well, why do you believe in spiritual abortion?